help, help, help. How many ways can I say it? No one will help me and my mother. 909-882-8759, out of this wasteland realism. Can you find the human compassion to call? Anyone from anywhere, please. Hash 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 hash. Attention. Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly. Audio spoken of this address. Media link. Dr. Dash Veronica Dash Lynn Dash Kelly, unholy ungodly, this dash is dash not dash the dash way dash America dash should dash be. Directory link, video playlist. A God's Prayer slash media link. Almuamua hashtag Empatapo overhead is watching all the secrets of back alley agreements. Monday, February 22, 2021. Dear Dr. Kelly, degree merit of expert certification, you picked your educational field of study. Doctorate in social work slash case management. Dearest and blind side of life director of the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, don't bother to put your paper merit above me and my motives in all of this conflicted way. You demonstrate that you don't have a concern or care for the county's people. We are affected by mental illness and other issues of mental health care here. Your job here under your watch as director, the main leader of administration of what you testified in your presence to impress state board funding for our county. My simple question to you is, where does the money bag flow and where does the money bag go? You must become aware of the realities of our society. The disturbing trend to defend schemes of hate that is against the benefit of the Commonwealth. We must join our best of ourselves to understand the memetics interactions of impeach twice United States of America President Donald John Trump. Twitter ID, @TheRealDonald. Account suspended in action for violations of Twitterverse that was way too fucked up human late. The man, memeplex, is a destructive to social trust cult. Hollow red circle, all hell has been put into hate building memetically active chaos over peace emotional bonding. This being more emboldened in mass deliverance more explosive bomb than the event of January 6, 2021 at the Federal Capitol Building in Washington, D.C., USA. United States, mark my words here, Dr. Kelly. Shall we hashtag do something grand and corrective in the psychology of collective emotional instability that is foundational to the active presence negative harming meme generator? An element of obvious designed engine and a part that defines the full memeplex of the haters always win Donald Trump cult. Yes, I have the balls to name it real, to stop and then deconstruct what has happened and happening. As it is, we are an emergency, SOS, we are currently in a danger, warning, danger, warning, dangerous, warning, degree of realized truth understanding that is being ignored, woman tipping hand raised back of hand, SOS, bell hourglass loudspeaker, I must have your help and for one only standing against this wall of silence, not a possible feat to tackle and defeat. I really do mean it, I need you and you need me. I may be completely paramount crazy, dizzy face, but your name and ability to hold any success to be free to continue onward from that future time predictable, crystal ball, mass weaponized destruction, bomb, event. Loudly crying skull 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 loudly crying loudly crying loudly crying skull 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 loudly crying loudly crying loudly crying loudly crying skull 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 loudly crying loudly crying skull skull skull. These words nullify you way long before if we fail to form unity here. You will have to answer to someone. Certificate of circumstance, no matter what you think or believe in today's humankind existence, you will have a great disturbance upon you in your life to answer those in future time man and woman family pouting two men two women police officer man no good gesture family man construction worker guard baby angel princess blonde person pedestrian runner upon the events that you ignored. This is a fact, high voltage cyclone wave to hater responsible overthrowing no entry cross mark and United States, if you continue today to ignore me to an oblivion. Dash, required media links. Media link. Musical note Don't Lie to Me by Barbara Streisand. Media link. How Poor People Survive in the USA-DW documentary. 18,130,225 views, November 27, 2019. DW documentary 2.61 M subscribers. Homelessness, hunger and shame, poverty is rampant in the richest country in the world. Over 40 million people in the United States live below the poverty line, twice as many as it was 50 years ago. It can happen very quickly. Many people in the United States fall through the social safety net. Attention extreme hashtag fail dash this subject is your direct relevance field of degree certificate merit. When exactly will I as resident of San Bernardino expect your reply to my need to enable my mental health plan of realized action healing when silence has been your golden rule? No more lies dash contact me now ASAP dash time is a wasting away to make it real dash to save the country way out beyond county limits of your current undertaking dash no joke here dash nothing here fake dash serious as a heart attack dash get real I do not accept a no prohibited from you. No fucked up human way dash now back to video documentary details. In the structurally weak mining region of the Appalachians, it has become almost normal for people to go shopping with food stamps.
And those who lose their home often have no choice but to live in a car.
There are so many homeless people in Los Angeles that relief organizations have started to build small wooden huts to provide them with a roof over their heads. The number of homeless children has also risen dramatically, reaching 1.5 million, three times more than during the Great Depression in the 1930s. A documentary about the fate of the poor in the United States today. We closed the commentary section because of too many inappropriate comments. DW Documentary gives you knowledge beyond the headlines. Watch high-class documentaries from German broadcasters and international production companies. Meet intriguing people, travel to distant lands, get a look behind the complexities of daily life and build a deeper understanding of current affairs and global events. Dash other details that will fill in the voids of your missing reality of truths. By you ignoring these keeps a dangerous hidden conspiracy active. Open yourself to the experiences of life that cannot have a voice. Media link. Dr. Veronica Lynn Kelly, NPI-1902211774, licensed NO-LCS-19832, NPINO.com-discuss public commented. Media link. Yudish Habe contacted -a-crisis telephone number -dbh, sbcounty.gov, ccrt-ev, ari-yudish-in-crisis.org. Do I need to provide XML source files? Including 911 text interface history? SMS XML data, SB County CCRT and SBPD 911 connections that fail. Dr. Veronica Kelly. Media link. #01-conflict-avoidance-and-associated-problems/. Media link. #02-how-to-overcome-the-fear-of-conflict-teal-swan-slash. Associated correspondences, most via email, to Dr. Veronica Kelly, Director DBH, sbcounty.gov. Directory link, audio narratives. Media link. 8 min 15 seconds, confronting the heart of these matters. Media link. 34 minutes 34 seconds, reaching out - your relatives. Media link. 6 minutes 25 seconds, testimony - oversight and accountability. The problem of hidden agendas defined SB County DBH CCRT SMS text exchange with CCRT Alex, normalized communication not, like getting blood out of a turnip expanded music version. Media link, musical note big, big, world. Page facing up SMS text transcript with, CCRT Alex, musical note behind blue eyes. Page facing up if you wish to achieve excellence first define excellence, musical note mad world. Media link. QR code top, Instagram DM-SBCDBH, time to break this silence as golden hate paradigm. Audio. The truth shall set you free. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not become known and come to the light. Luke chapter 8 verse 17.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up the glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. To school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you.
I find it hard to take.
When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world. Mad world.
And I find it kind of funny. Dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very
familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere.
ABC Devotionals. We are as sick as our secrets. Abby Sharp. SECRETS. The hidden corners in our lives that are difficult to keep but even more difficult to share. Secrets which are not confined to whispered confessions from a friend over dinner but which are stored in poisonous vials, harbored in a dark corner of the soul, slowly spilling and killing the hardened spirit. They come disguised as the past that promises to define your future. The mistakes that mar your name. The regrets that haunt with each look in the mirror. The memories that return with each day dawning. Secrets weigh us down, spiraling us into a season of isolation, trapping us into a cycle of sin and more sin in order to cover up what is being hidden. Secrets tangle us in a web of shame, doubt, and uncertainty, providing temporary false shields of anonymity and protection, all the while giving the enemy easy access to unleash some serious and detrimental spiritual warfare. You see, keeping secrets allows us to deny or hide the fact there is a sin in our life. We become separated from light, shrouded in darkness. To put it mildly, our secrets simply make us sick. Where do I find healing from my secrets? How can God use my secrets for good? Take a look at David, a man described as one after God's own heart. In 2 Samuel 11, David lusts after Bathsheba, another man's wife. After luring her to his home and impregnating her, David then seeks out her husband and arranges for his murder. Talk about a huge secret to harbor. How can one recover from such sin and secrecy to become a king and a man referred to as a hero? Psalm 32 describes the struggle King David felt while hiding his sin, his bones literally wasting away as he groaned in agony, Psalm 32:3. There were consequences to his sin and his secret was making him sick. How do we purge this sickness from our lives? How do we uproot the bitter fruit planted firmly in our soul? Repentance. David explains in Psalm 51 what true repentance looks like, an honest approach to acknowledging our sins as God sees them and asking for forgiveness. David longs for righteousness and restoration as he begs God to create in him a pure heart and a steadfast spirit. The subsequent peace that David describes as an olive tree flourishing in the house of God, Psalm 52:8, is granted after confession and repentance. Proverbs 28:13 promises, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Psalm 90:8 states even our secret sins are known to God. There is no secret that God does not already know about. Our Father is a Father who forgives, redeems, and restores. He is waiting with arms outstretched, ears open to hear, and a heart ready to pour out an endless supply of mercy and grace on those who call on Him. 2 Corinthians 3:16-17 gives us a refreshing glimpse of the hope that lies with repentance, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom. Freedom from the lies, from the pain. Freedom from the shame and the guilt and the attacks the enemy has unleashed upon you for far too long. Freedom is for you and for me and it's free. Confession is always the first step to recovery, whether that be from sin, secrecy, or an addiction struggle. God already knows our struggles, He simply asks that we turn to Him for guidance and for safekeeping of those secrets we hold so tightly in our hearts. Our Father offers total forgiveness for total disclosure. What is stopping you from finding healing for the sickness? Reflect. Do you have a secret you have not brought before God? What is keeping you from the freedom that follows confession and repentance? Do you trust that the Lord will forgive and redeem you? Have you experienced God's grace and mercy in the past? Remind yourself of His faithfulness. Spend some time reading David's story. The same God who forgave and restored David is the same God who is waiting to forgive and restore you. Source: https://www.thebridgecenterrecovery.org/we-or-is-sick-is-our-secret/.